Fish Nation!
Hey!
So glad you could join us while we dish on all your celebrity and entertainment news. Now, coming from their homes in Atlanta are Porsha, Brat, Headcrack, and Gary. Hey, y'all!
Sup?
Hey, what's up, Sherry?
Sherry?
And from L.A., there is myself and Chewy Martinez.
Baby,
hey, Chewy.
How you doing? What's poppin'? Hey,
what's up, Chewy?
Hey.
Wait a minute. Look who's here. It's Heidi.
The fort for now. It's just me. Frank's going to join us a little later in the show when we talk about John Boyega and how he goes all Star Wars on Disney. And we're also going to talk about the new billion-dollar man, Tyler Perry.
Oh, well, plus my guy Andrew Freund chats with Lawrence Fishburne about his new show, Free Rashawn. But first, Heidi, what you got going on, Queen?
All right. Well, it looks like we have a potential quarantine. Everybody now. Tell you, I like it. It's Sophia Richie. It looks like she's fully moved on. Thank the sweet baby Jesus from Lord Scott Disick.
Ooh.
And it looks like she's with none other than Jaden Smith. You can see the picture here. Now, the entanglement news, see what it did there, comes after photos were published of Sophia and Jaden chilling at the beach getting very, very touchy-feely. Take a look at this. Now, Porsha.
Nice.
Sources claiming, I know they look cute together. Now, Porsha, sources claiming sparks flew between the two over Labor Day weekend. Do you like them as a couple, Porsha?
I don't like it. I love it as a couple. Yes, I'm so glad she has moved on from Scott Disick. He's a little too old for her. And I like them. Yep. They look hot together. They're matching their bathing suit with his trunk, her bathing suit with his trunks. That means that they are official and their abs match. This is just a good look all the way around.
She was probably miserable with Lord Disick.
It looks so good because Lord Disick, he's got sciatica. Come on now. I mean, Heidi, like, Lord, he got sciatica, bad feet, no arches. He probably don't have his own teeth. Then the dentures on the sink. I'm so glad she's with Jaden because they look fun.
Too.
They're having fun.
They look good. And I got to say, Sherry, the whole time I'm looking at this picture and I'm reading the news story, I just have to think that Lionel Richie must be dancing on the ceiling right now. Do you agree, Headcrack? Do you think Lionel Richie is happy that she's with a guy her own age?
I mean, absolutely. They both lived through the same amount of presidents. They have a lot more in common. And, you know, Jaden Smith has never been in rehab. You know what I mean? Like, the last thing you want is your daughter to end up with a bad boy.
Yeah, I hope it is.
Me too.
Well, guess what, you guys? I have another quarantine. Looks like Katie Holmes is getting her groove back after her breakup with Jamie Foxx. And Katie was spotted sitting on the lap of famous chef Emilio Vitolo as they dined at a restaurant in Manhattan together over the weekend. And based on this photo, it seems like these two are getting pretty hot and steamy. Look at that picture, y'all. Look at the picture.
When you move on, get with the chef so you can eat some good food.
Seriously.
I like that.
Yes, Sherry.
But I have a question. Is this a breakfast bistro? Because her hair looks tussled, like they had a long night, okay?
Yeah.
And she just threw it up in a bun to go grab a bite and then back to the house, honey.
She got that JB hair, Porsha.
Yes, she does.
Katie tends to be a private person. Are you surprised that she's showing this much PDA in public?
You know what? I think there you get to a certain age, Chewy, where you like, screw it. I'm grown. You said it, Brad. Well, you just like, whatever. I'm grown. And I like that about Katie. Because you're right. She normally looks miserable. So
she
I like that she's showing that, you know,
miserable.
That side of her.
Probably hungry that whole time.
Moving on. Our forever first lady, Michelle Obama. She got real candid about her marriage with her husband, Barack Obama, while also revealing the secret behind their marriage. Okay? So during a recent episode of Michelle's podcast, she shared that she wanted to push Barack out the window. Oh my God, y'all gotta listen to this.
There were times that I wanted to push Barack out of the window, right? And I say that because it's like, you gotta know the feelings will be intense, but that doesn't mean you quit. And these periods can last a long time. They can last years. But we don't talk about that. So young couples, they face these challenges and they're ready to give up because they think they're broken.
Portia, what are your thoughts on what Michelle said? Can you see her doing this for real to Barack Obama?
I don't know. For some reason, as soon as she said that, have y'all ever seen Michelle, her arms? Like, she got some
yes.
guns.
Uh-huh.
She got some strong-ass yes. arms.
I think she thought about it. I don't think she ever really put them strong arms and hands on him. But I listen, it works like that. Like, people do not tell you the bad part of marriage. It's like they just rush you into getting
that's
married,
right.
you know, and yes. they tell you anything. And it's like, damn, did you want me to be, you know, unhappy? Why didn't you tell me right. about all of this?
We see parts of Barack Obama that, you know, that she sees more than what we see of Barack Obama.
Absolutely.
We see that chill, sure, that R&B scene. Dude, she sees the parts where he don't pick up his drawers. He's always, you
okay.
know, he might be messy.
I say, guess what, y'all?
What?
What?
What, girl?
Tracee Ellis Ross is getting together with some girlfriends tonight. But no, oh, it's not a reunion of her sitcom girlfriends. It's an all-black recreation of the Golden Girls, y'all. Oh,
yeah.
my God.
Oh.
Yeah. It's happening okay. on Zoom because, well, okay. with COVID-19, everything happens on Zoom, right? So
right.
because mm-hmm. of the picture they shared, we assume that Tracee Ellis Ross is Rose, Sanaa Lathan is Blanche, Regina King is Dorothy, and Alfre Woodard is Sophia. And guess what? Lena Waithe will be the host, and the show will support Color of Change, the nation's largest online racial justice organization. Now, everybody, do y'all think they got the stars in the right roles? Is it anybody y'all would have casted instead for this?
I feel like there was an opportunity to put Regina Hall in there somewhere. Like, she's
yes.
the Black Lucille Ball.
Oh my
she
God.
Shows up
yeah.
and shows out in every single thing.
Jennifer Lewis, y'all, and Sophia.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
yeah. Spicy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. yes.
She's everybody's mother. Either.
I would have liked to have seen Tiffany Haddish maybe play Blanche. I could see Tiffany Haddish as Blanche. That
really?
Would have been really,
oh, yeah,
really
very,
good.
The sexual
oh,
one. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah
you know, and I'm
going to
say, Chewy, I love Tiffany That'd Haddish. I don't think Tiffany Haddish has the sexuality of a Niecy Nash. Blanche was very sexual. And I think
well,
Niecy Nash would have pulled off Blanche like a what?
Yes.
What?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now, Sherry, from actress to actress, which one of these roles do you think was the funnest to play?
For me, because I don't do sexual funny, but I do Sophia. That is
Sophia.
The role of all
respect.
Sophia
yes.
said everything to everybody. So for me, Sophia.
Yo, I think they should have got Judge Judy to be Sophia and dyed her hair
yeah.
white. Judge Judy
oh,
is Sophia.
You know, you done
oh, that
would have
been spot on.
On the nail.
Judge Judy not black.
Judge Judy.
Come on, stupid. That's what Judge Judy does.
All right, coming up, Tyler Perry joined a very special club, and I'm on my way there too, baby. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, y'all. So,
yay.
British actor John Boyega isn't too happy with Disney. Yeah, he's pretty mad at Mickey Mouse, y'all. So, for those of you who are unfamiliar with his work, he portrayed the first black stormtrooper, Finn, in the latest Star Wars trilogy, and he was pretty awesome.
Yes.
So, in the October issue of British GQ magazine, John admitted he was pissed at the company for shining a spotlight on his white co-stars, Adam Driver and Daisy Ridley's characters, and kind of sidelining his character, Finn. I can totally agree with that. That's exactly what happened. And here's what he had to say, and I quote, "What I would say to Disney is not to bring out a black character, mark them up to be much more important in the franchise than they are, and then have them pushed to the side. It's not good. I'll say it straight up."
Well, he's right.
Yeah, he's totally right.
Sherry, since we are both film stars, we understand this level. Have you ever watched a project that you were on and saw, like, you know exactly what happened because you were there the days that they shot, and then you saw your performance and how it was chopped down, and you were like, that's it?
I was in Transformers, and I did all
Which
of this
one?
Stuff. It was Transformers 2, okay. and I auditioned okay. for Michael Bay. I had two huge scenes. I owned a pawn shop. Josh Duhamel needed some guns, and I did. Michael Bay let me ad-lib, and I was made Josh Duhamel take his clothes off. I mean, girl, and then they destroyed my pawn shop. And that was one of the scenes.
Yeah.
And then we're at the screening, and like all you see is the name of my pawn shop. Like, I completely got cut out of the movie.
Oh, Sherry.
I was in Transformers. My name is in the freaking credits. And I was like, where am I at?
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
Okay. All right, moving on. Tyler Perry is no longer just rich. He is wealthy. According to Forbes magazine, Tyler is now a part of the Billionaires Boys Club, and he is worth an estimated $1 billion.
God.
Hello. Here's how Tyler's journey to $1 billion happened. Tyler owns 100% of all his TV series, films, and stage productions, which is worth about $320 million. He also owns a massive 330-acre production lot in Atlanta that is estimated to be worth $280 million. He's got a little over $60 million stake over at BET, $40 million in homes and toys, and another $300 million in investments in cash. You know, you know, Frank, just a little chump change.
Just something in your pocket.
This is why everyone was like, you got to diversify. You got to diversify the portfolio. Don't just expect your money from one spot.
Well, how you diversify? Like $100, Heidi. How do I diversify that?
Well, you pay, you take, Sherry, you take 10 and you put it away and you pretend like it's not, you didn't even get it. You don't even have that $10. You just put that in the bank and forget about it.
Put it in the piggy bank.
And then you spend 90 on wine. I may be doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Not everyone's a billionaire, but I do have good news for you millionaires and you thousandaires out there.
Okay.
The Atlanta crew has a deal for you.
Okay, Dishettes, today we have the Pure Daily Care Ultimate Aromatherapy Diffuser and 20 Essential Oil Set. Now, this wood grain diffuser has a 400 milliliter capacity and state-of-the-art wave diffusion technology that'll help achieve your ultimate wellness. It comes paired with 20 100% pure essential oils, including lavender, eucalyptus, tea tree, orange, peppermint, lemongrass, jasmine, nutmeg, clove, spearmint, and more.
Oh, now, Headcrack, you know I love me some stuff that smells good. And I see the diffuser includes ambient light modes with two intensity settings for 14 different light combinations. That is super cute.
It sure is, Portia. And I can't forget to mention the convenient auto shut-off feature for low water level.
And yes, I just like that it comes in a light wood finish.
And I love all the therapeutic oils you mentioned. Now, how much is it, Headcrack?
Brad, you're going to love this because usually this runs as high as $200. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$49. Oh, yes.
Get your smell on and go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Andrew Farns sits down with the one and only Lawrence Fishburne to talk about his Emmy-nominated series, Free Rashawn, and much more right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Lawrence Fishburne and the cast of the new Quibi drama, Free Rashawn.
What's your name?
Lieutenant Stephen Boynsey. You're in a bad spot. Came up here to try and help you with that.
I was made in America.
Either you come out on your own, or SWAT's bringing your ass out in a body bag.
Look, that young man doesn't have to die.
He wants to be heard.
And now you just gotta trust me.
I served my time for America.
No one coming in here.
Red team leader, you're clear to set charge.
This was one of the most amazing performances of yours that I think I've ever seen. I mean, it infuriated me. I wanted to be there with you. My jaw was dropping at some points. So, I mean, did you film this thing yesterday? Because the timeliness of this is unbelievable.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful and it's terrible that this is so close to home, close to the bone. It's not a new story. I've been telling this kind of story for a long time. And my hope is that in telling these stories that we create space for people to have conversations and to set the table for change.
I want you guys to win that Emmy so bad. I mean, this is one of the best things I've seen in a really, really, really long time. Stefan, if 2020 was a bunch of hashtags, what would some of your hashtags for 2020 be?
Obviously, probably most predominantly hashtag Black Lives Matter. But man, hashtag what the f***?
Yeah, I was literally about to say that.
2020 is just like, you know, I think everyone had these like crazy plans about 2020.
Jasmine, what would some of your hashtags be?
Hashtag vote. Yeah, that would be the other one that I would add to Black Lives Matter and what the f***.
Talk to me about the role of social media in this, because you have a line in this that says, everybody is woke when they're hiding behind their phones. which I'm sorry, but that is so true, because everyone is a critic when they can, all they got to do is this.
When I read the script, I thought it was brilliant that Rayshon uses his phone to rally the community around him, to build a wall of safety and security around himself, because social media is a real community.
I was going through your IMDb page earlier. I've got to know what it was like working on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I only can liken it to what it must have been like to be on, like, the 1960s Batman show. You know what I mean? I mean, it was just so much fun, and it was so silly, and people of all ages loved it. You know, it was wonderful.
Do you have the costume?
No, I wish I did, though. Now, I used to have the chaps, and I used to have the gauntlet, but I don't know what I did with it.
Thank you, Cowboy Curtis. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
You just made my day.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Well, when you hear the name Big Sean, I would imagine you automatically think of his song, I Don't Bleep With You, right?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of his fans think that that song was written about his ex-girlfriend, the late Naya Rivera. Remember, yep. She passed away from drowning accident back in July. And Sean did an interview with Vulture, and he was asked if he regrets making that song. And he said this. Chewy, can you do us the honors of a little Big Sean quote?
I sure can. I'll summarize. That's a tough one to answer. I want to respect her. It wasn't a diss to her. I truly made the song and played it for her. She knew about it and she liked it. If I would have known something this tragic would have happened, I would have never have made the song.
He feels that way, but you also have to think they did remain friends after the breakup. She even went on Lip Sync Battle, if you remember that, and she lip synced this song with the routine and killed it.
I don't think he should beat himself up.
Yeah, he shouldn't, because you know what? It's one of his most popular songs, and when he performs it live, people go crazy.
That was the song from my son and I. My son was 8 years old. We used to bump that as I was bringing him to friggin' second grade. And all the parents looked at me.
Yeah. What?
But we did the clean version. I don't with you. You little, I don't with you.
Oh, gotcha. So
now, Sherry, when you're writing your stand-up, do you think about that, about hurting people's feelings? And, you know, what if things happen? Would this joke still be funny? Could it last forever? Does that ever bother you?
Well, for me, I'm a very sensitive person. I don't make any jokes about my family. And Jeffrey has told me that I got to stop joking about the fact that he goes in the bathroom for a long time. He's 15.
Oh, Sherry. No. Yes, right.
I'll get him some tube socks for Christmas.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.